Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. A personal relationship with God. It's a phrase you've probably heard before if you spent any time around church folks. Many would say it captures the very heart of what it means to be a Christian, and I agree. You see, most people know about God without actually knowing Him personally. Knowing God comes from a place of intimate, close, personal relationship with Him. A personal relationship with God is just like a relationship with anyone else in your life. It is a fellowship, love, and trust between you and God. It's through a personal relationship with God that you would develop a heart for sharing the love of God with others. In today's message titled, Our Relationship with God, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares that true eternal life begins with a personal relationship with God, and it is the answer to everything in life. Let's join in.
We are saved to have intimate relationship with God. God loves to have intimate communion with mankind. That's why He sent His only begotten Son to the earth, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We are saved to know God in a personal way. Jesus defines eternal life as knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 17 verse 3 that, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." This was Jesus speaking. Eternal life is having an intimate personal relationship with God the Father and Jesus the Son. This intimacy with God is what salvation is all about, my friend. God intended to save us so we can come back into harmony with Him. Sin keeps us from intimacy with God. So Jesus died to purchase forgiveness for our sins, because unforgiving sins block us from intimacy with God. You see, anyone who views salvation as only forgiveness of sins and stops there is missing out on eternal life. Salvation is about knowing God, and knowing God is about having an intimate personal relationship with Him. The Apostle Paul understood the importance of knowing Jesus. He said, "Nothing is as wonderful as knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I have given up everything else and count it all garbage. All I want is Christ and to know that I belong to Him." That's what Apostle Paul was saying. And it's recorded in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. And I read from the NIV version, which says, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ." Hallelujah. I hope you and I will also identify with this. And in verse 9, he said, "And be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith." And look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, "I want to know Christ," and he repeats, "yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death." That was Apostle Paul's vision, and I pray that it should be the same for you and me. Salvation is about knowing God. We don't stop there because our sins have been forgiven. We have to strive and know God. Our intimate relationship with God enables us to do mission with God. It does not mean being a missionary, but it means that you work with God. Intimacy is what God desires with all of His children. God wants you to know Him. The key to deeper relationship with God is agreement. Intimate relationship with God means walking with Him. we must agree with him about where we are going. We need to be in agreement with his word and what he wants from us as his children. That's very important, which is why we need deeper relationship with God, and that will result in obedience. Jesus said, "If you love me, show it by doing what I have told you." If you love me, show it by doing what I have told you. You see, that's what Jesus wants from us. So we are here to fulfill scripture. God calls us into deeper relationship so we can fulfill scripture. Are you living to fulfill scripture? You may ask, how can that be? The Bible was written thousands of years ago. So how can I be living to fulfill scripture? You are here to fulfill scripture, my friend. Fulfilling scripture means living to do God's will. Living to do what God is telling you and I to do. That means you are living to fulfilling scripture. You see, God created us to follow his will. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." That's what God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, that he has to obey God's instructions. So every Christian needs to live to fulfill God's will. You may say, how will I know God's will? And the answer is, God's will is in his word, the Bible. The Bible is God's word, and his will is in it. He can also show you his will through prayer. Therefore, we live to fulfill scripture. Fulfilling scripture is obeying God's word. To follow his will, we must not lean on our own understanding. We know this popular scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path." And the verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." See, I found the scripture in Romans chapter 14, verse 23 that says, "For whatever is not done from faith is sin." So if you do anything without faith, is sin. So it's important that we obey God's word. We have faith in God's word. So what does the Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 that I read to you, that do not lean in your own understanding, what does it mean? What does it mean to trust the Lord with all your heart? Our culture tells us absolutely something as that no one should tell you what's good for you. You must lean on your own understanding. That's what current culture is telling us, that we should not allow anybody to tell us what to do. But the Bible says, don't lean on your own understanding. So please think again. Remember, young people, when you were young yourself, if you were behaving in a very bad manner, you needed direction. You see, God's word says we shouldn't live for ourselves. So don't lean on your own understanding. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14 to 15 that for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So you see, don't lean on your own understanding. You don't live for yourself. As a Christian, you don't. You live for God. Let me read you another scripture, very incredible, in Romans chapter 14, verses 7 to 9. It says, "For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself." Verse 8, "For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." Verse 9, "For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living." So you see, you live for God. You don't live for yourself. And this scripture I quote all the time, Galatians 2:20, that says that we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, But Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Friend, do not lean on your own understanding. You don't live for yourself. So Jesus is not the only one who came to live for his Father, who came to fulfill Scripture, who came to obey God. You see, we are all here to fulfill Scripture. Mary was divinely chosen to be the woman whose seed would crush Satan. It's recorded in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when God spoke in the garden, he said, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And then in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Bible says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." You see, and who was coming to fulfill this scripture? This was prophesied many years before Mary was born. She came to this earth to fulfill this scripture. At God's appointed time, Mary was informed by the angel Gabriel that she had been divinely chosen to give birth to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would save the world. And so she was here to bring this scripture to pass. So you trust Jesus, who obeyed the word of God to save you. Now you trust him by obeying his word and to honor him. What has God put in your heart? John the Baptist also came to fulfill scripture. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3 that the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." This was about John the Baptist. So when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask John, "Who are you?" What did he say? He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord," as the prophet Isaiah said. This was what John said. So he saw this scripture and he knew it was about him. We are also here to fulfill scripture. The Bible says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Bible says that we receive the Holy Spirit to be God's witnesses. Are you fulfilling this scripture? The Bible says that, "And these signs shall follow those who believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." That's what the Bible says about the believer. Are you fulfilling this scripture, my friend? I hope you will live to fulfill scripture. But if you haven't received Christ, then there is no way you can even fulfill this scripture. The only scripture you can fulfill is to accept Christ and let him be your Lord and Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.